back at it now. My next guest has been coming here for years. But his tenure's coming to a close sometime soon, but not before he has some important things to say. Rich Studley is the president, chief executive officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Great to talk to you. Yes, I'll be retiring at the end of the year, but we're going to finish strong, and there are some important issues we're working on. Yesterday, in cooperation with six local chambers from across the state, the Michigan Chamber announced the establishment of a statewide business coalition to ask President Biden to reconsider his one-size-fits-all, top-down federal COVID vaccine mandate.
And, you know, you look at this, and I have questions. Maybe some of your questions are similar. First of all, we are looking at companies all across Michigan, all across this country, that don't have enough employees right now, regardless of what the starting wages are or signing bonuses. You go to a restaurant, you go to a whole host of places, there aren't enough people there to get the job done. This is true all over the country. So who's going to be in charge of, you know, make sure and wrangling the employees, make sure that they've been vaccinated, show us your paperwork. So then there's cost there that these companies can't really afford right now. Then why do companies with 100 people get to go through all of this, and yet smaller companies don't? It seems odd to me. Those are a couple of things. What do you make of those two points?
Steve, we're hearing similar concerns from business leaders across the state. The biggest problem we have right now is that instead of going through the normal rulemaking process at the federal level, where every employer and every employee in Michigan would have fair notice of the proposed rule and the opportunity to ask questions or make recommendations on how to improve the rule, the president has decided to bypass that process completely. We're concerned that this sweeping new federal rule that raises far more questions than answers and is full of unintended consequences could take effect later this week or next week, really without any meaningful input from Michigan's job providers. We agree. Why 100 employees and not 90 or 110? What is the definition of an employee? Is that full-time employees only? Does it include part-time or seasonal employees? How long would the rule be in effect? We're being told would require employers.
You know, something just occurred to me when you said that. Something just occurred to me, Rich, when you said that. All right, full-time employees, part-time employees. What about 1099 employees? What about employees that don't work inside the building? What? Because a lot of people went home and started working from home in, you know, March, April, May 2020, didn't return to the office. Are these folks now required to go house to house and knock on the door and say, do you have your vaccination papers?
That's another good example of the practical, real-world implications of a rule like this. You know from our previous conversations that if there's one thing businesses have learned over the past year in Michigan, it's how to operate safely and protect their employees and customers. And so unintended consequences. The outline of the rule imagines that employers would become directly involved in vaccine testing. How much will those tests cost? Who will pay for it? What if an employee tests positive? Are they sent home for days or weeks until they have a second test? Many businesses, as you know, Steve, all across the state are already facing talent shortages. This could make a bad situation worse. And more to the point, here in Michigan, Michigan has not been a state where the workplace has been a major source of COVID outbreaks. So this is a little bit like using a giant sledgehammer to just hammer away at a problem, where what you really need is precision and target and focus. And a lot is being done already in the workplace to protect employees and customers. We're concerned about liability. We're concerned about litigation and what happens when you start to ask employees for very personal information. Politicians at the state and federal level have already made COVID divisive, wearing a mask, not wearing a mask, getting a vaccine, not getting a vaccine. We're concerned that this will put employers in a very difficult situation at a time when they're working hard to listen to and cooperate with their employees.
When they're just trying to survive. Rich Studley here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, president and CEO. I mean, let's be honest. You've walked into places, so have I. And that here we are just trying to get through this, and it's more regulation, more requirements, more, you know, this is just going to be an obstacle. And then if you don't follow the rules, then you get penalized financially, severely. I mean, that's the last kick in the teeth for some of these companies, Rich.
It could be devastating to some companies if they are fined thousands and thousands of dollars because they've not been able to comply with an unclear federal rule. That's also why we're asking Governor Whitmer to direct MIOSHA at the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. If there is a federal rule, we're required under federal law to be at least as effective. At least as effective doesn't mean more stringent. We're asking the governor to direct MIOSHA if there is a federal vaccine mandate that we not exceed that mandate and make a bad situation worse. We're joined in this effort by the Battle Creek Chamber, Grand Rapids Chamber, Lansing Chamber, Northern Michigan Chamber Alliance, Petoskey Chamber, Traverse Connect. This is a statewide problem. We hope to meet the challenge with facts and reason, ask the president to reconsider, ask the governor to direct the department not to exceed the federal standard. I know that many of your listeners are business owners. We would encourage them to visit listentomibusiness.com to take action today, to reach out to the president and ask him to reconsider, to reach out to the governor and ask her to direct MIOSHA to stand down and not exceed the federal standard.
Rich Studley, very well put. I am with you. I stand with Michigan business, the entrepreneurs, the employees, the backbone of this state. And I hope that common sense prevails, but it's government, so we'll see what happens. Sir, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Keep up the good work, and we'll be in touch again soon.
There you have it. Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber. You can always find out more at My Chamber. That's michamber.com, michamber.com. All right, quick break. I'll be right back.